Mesechtes Menachos, Daf Lamed Ches, 8 lines from the top of Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. We begin a new parak and a new Mishnah. The previous parak discussed many items that are ma'akev each other, and our Mishnah will discuss items that are not ma'akev each other. Before we begin with the Mishnah, let us start with Akdama. As we know, twice a day we say the Pasha Vayomer. The main reason for saying the Pasha Vayomer is in order to mention Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. However, these psukim, which begin in Pasha Shlach at Maftir, actually discuss the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Let us read the first three psukim as the Pasha states, Vayem Hashem Omeshalemer, Dabel Bnei Yisrael Vimatalayim, Vosalam Tzitzis, Al Kampi Vigdem, Ode Reisam, Vinosno Al Tzitzak, Konop, Psil Techeles, and then the Pasik states, Vahoylacham Tzitzis, Ure Isam Oysu, Zachatam, Es Komitz Hashem, Vasisam Oysam, Vlaisasur, Achri Lavavchem, Vachri Enichem, Hashem Atam Zainam Achriem. You also find the Mitzvah Tzitzis in Pasha Kisese, as the Pasik states, Gedilim Tasloch, Al Abba Kamfis Ksuscha, Shetachasaba. Let us define two words that the Torah mentions, and one word that is not mentioned in the Torah. In Pasha Shlach, the Torah mentions Hakonav Psil Techeles, and the Torah discusses Loshen Psil. In Pasha Kisetze, the Torah mentions Loshen Gedilim, as we saw, Gedilim Tasalach. We will see that the Gemara will use the Loshen of Chulyois, and we will now define these words. The Loshen of Psil or Psilim refer to the length of the hanging strings from after the knots of our tzitzis until the end of the strings, and as we will discuss, initially the shear of each of these strings have to be 12 atzbais. When the Torah speaks about Gedilim, or the Gemara will speak about Gedilim, will be referring to the braided portion of our tzitzis, and our tzitzis that do not have tcheles have 4 sections, and these sections are called chulyos. Let us quickly describe how we make tzitzis. As we know that for many years we did not have access to any tcheles, and therefore everyone in Klal Yisrael wore tzitzis that were made from white strings, and one would take 4 long white strings and would thread all 4 strings through a hole in their beged. Half of the length of the string would be on one side, and half on the other side, and therefore would form 8 strings. Then they would take the 4 strings that are hanging down on one side and the 4 strings that are hanging down on the other side, and they would make a knot, and of course that knot would be right next to the beged. They would have one of the strings which was actually longer than the rest of the strings, and that string was called the shamus, and that shamus would now wrap around the rest of the strings. Once you wrapped around the strings 7 times, then they would once again make a knot, and that would form the first section, and then they would make another 3 sections, and the second section, they would wrap the shamus around the rest of the tzitzis 8 times, and the third section was wrapped around 11 times, and the fourth section was wrapped around 13 times, and at the end of each section, they would make a knot, and ultimately, after the last knot, then all of the 8 strings would be hanging down at a similar length, and as we already explained, the tzitzis that are hanging down at the end result are called psilim. In addition, on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara will discuss gadumin, and that refers to stubs of tzitzis. Rashi explains that certainly in the area called gedilim, which is the braided portion of the tzitzis, one cannot cut any part of the strings. Certainly, there's no question that initially, when one places their tzitzis into the corners of their beged, then certainly the hanging part of the tzitzis, which we defined as psilim, has to be a shear of 12 etzbais. The Gemara will be discussing a case where, although initially there was 12 etzbais of psilim, however, one of the psilim got ripped, and that is called gadumin, as now it's only a stub, and it's only a small part of the original psil. And as we will see, Taisus will be chilk on Rashi, Ayin Shum. Also keep in mind that although generally when we look at our tzitzis, if someone were to ask us which is the top and which is the bottom, one would say that the top is actually the part that's closest to the beged, and the bottom is where the tzitzis hang down and furthest away from the beged. However, the Gemara will actually refer to it in the reverse, and the Gemara will discuss Elah, which will refer to the top of the tzitzis, which actually refers to the loose strings, which is closest to the bottom of the tzitzis and further away from the beged. When the Gemara will refer to the bottom, it's actually referring to the knot that is closest to the beged. Finally, let us point out that the word tzitzis refers to the entire group of these strings, and after it's already formed, and the Torah teaches us that if a person has a beged at 4 corners, as we've already discussed, potentially even in a case where someone has a beged of 5 corners or more, then there's a chiyuv to place tzitzis on the corners. For now, we will discuss a beged that has 4 corners, as the Torah states in Pasha Kisetze, Gedilim Tasalach ala Abba Kamfis Ksuscha. The Torah requires one to place 1 tzitzis on each of the 4 corners, and Lemaisa, we know that the Ikka Mitzvah is actually have white strings as well as at least 1 string of Tcheles, which is wool that is dyed with a blue dye. Nowadays, it seems to be that this would come from a snail called a Murex. There's a Machlekes Rishonim as to how many strings have to be white and how many strings should be Tcheles. Rashi and Taisus in our Sugya both hold that there should be 2 strings of Lavan and 2 strings of Tcheles, and ultimately, once they are doubled over, and you look at the end result, which is a Psilim, which is 8 strings, 4 of them would be Lavan, 4 of them them would be Tcheles, as we will see and discuss. The Torah states in Pasuk Shlach, Dabel Bnei Yisrael v'Matalehem v'Oslam Tzitzis Al Kamfei V'Deim L'Dei Reisam V'Nosno Al Tzitzis Akonav P'sil Tcheles. Certainly, it's clear from the Torah that there is a requirement for Tcheles. Where do we actually see it? There's a requirement to have regular strings, and maybe all the strings should be Tcheles. However, the way we understand the pasuk is V'Oslam Tzitzis Al Kamfei V'Deim L'Dei Reisam, that one should make tzitzis on the corners of the beged, and therefore clearly we know that the tzitzis go on each of the corners of a beged. And if so, why does the Torah continue and state v'nosnu al tzitzis akonav p'sil tcheles, and why does the Torah mention the corner again? And therefore, we understand that the Torah means to tell us one should have tzitzis that are similar to the corner of the beged. And as Rashi explains, that since in those days there wasn't much dye, and therefore rov of the begadim that were made in those days were white, so therefore it's clear that the actual tzitzis that are on the corner of the beged should be white and definitely should not be tcheles. Then the Torah continues p'sil tcheles, that there should also be a string that is tcheles. This is clear in the first Rashi of a parak. Rashi states for Avagad the mitzvah loses tcheles beis chutin, as the Shita brings down be goris for lovin beis chutin betzitzis, and therefore we see that Rashi holds that two chutin should be lovin and two chutin should be tcheles. And similarly, Taisus at top of them states mitzvah loses beis chutin tcheles u beis chutin lovin betzitzis. 11 lines from the bottom of the large Taisus. Taisus says from Taimar u minon to be in beis chutin lovin u beis chutin tcheles dil magdil makapik kra afilu chad mehai vegil mehai. How do we know that there's actually requirement for two tcheles and two lavan? Maybe the Torah only requires us to have four tzitzis, and it doesn't make a difference how many would be lavan and how many would be tcheles, and as long as you have a combination and at least one is tcheles and one is lavan, that would be fine. And Taisus brings two explanations. As number one, v'yish lemar, keeping the tray mini by rachmana, so svar hu shiyu shavin, that since the Torah requires white and requires blue, therefore misvar, it makes sense that both should be equal and you should have two lavan and two tcheles. And Taisus continues with the second explanation, v'oy psil tcheles ksiv upsil mashma trei ayin sham, and let us keep in mind that other rishonim require three strings of lavan, which ultimately when it's doubled over will be six, and one of tcheles, which ultimately when it's doubled over would be two tcheles. Yet there's another shita that seven of the strings should ultimately be lavan and only one of the sides should be tcheles ayin in rishonim. And also let's keep in mind, although certainly string or the strings that have to be tcheles must specifically be made out of wool, there's a requirement to take wool and dye it with tcheles, as Rashi explains in Mesechtes Yevamos on Daftal and Mabez. However, the white strings could really be made out of other materials and not dafka out of wool, and they could be made out of linen as well. And also keep in mind that although we call those strings lavan, potentially those strings should be dyed the same color as whatever beged you're wearing, since Roy Begodim were white, and since nowadays our talisim as well as the begodim of our tzitzis are white, therefore all those strings are white. But if you would have a different color beged, then potentially the tzitzis for that beged should be made out of the same color. As the pasuk stated, v'nasnu al tzitzis akonav, that the color of the string should be the same color as the corner of that beged. And let us now begin our Mishnah, as the Mishnah states, atchiles inim akeves es alavan, v'alavan inim akeves atchiles. As Rashi explains, that if one doesn't have strings of tcheles, then they could still make that tzitzis out of lavan, and you would use four strings of lavan, and once they're doubled over, they would be eight strings of lavan, and one would not have tcheles at all, as we have done for generations when we didn't have tcheles at all. And similarly, if someone doesn't have white strings and they only have four strings of tcheles, then they could place four strings of tcheles into their beged and that would suffice. There's no need to have white strings as well. As Rashi states, Ein ze ma'akve ze, v'yovid abosim tcheles, oy abosim lavan yotza, as we will see when we learn the Gemara, that this is only going according to the Shita Rabbanon, but Rebbe actually will argue on this point. According to the Shita of Rebbe, we will have to explain our Mishnah differently. And the Mishnah continues, Tfilah shel yad, Ein ma'akve ze shel roish, v'shel roish, Ein ma'akve ze shel yad. If one doesn't have the tefillin shel yad, or if one cannot place his tefillin shel yad on his arm, then he still should put on his tefillin shel roish, as they are considered separate mitzvahs. Similarly, if one doesn't have his tefillin shel roish, or he is unable to put on his tefillin shel roish, then he should still put on his tefillin shel yad, as each one is an independent mitzvah, and one is not totally in the other. And we explain our Mishnah based on Rashi, and according to Rashi, it would come out that the concept of the first part of our Mishnah is very different than the concept of the seifa of the Mishnah. As in the ratio of our Mishnah, where one doesn't have tcheles, then instead of using two strings of tcheles, one would use four strings of lavan. And similarly, if one doesn't have lavan, then one would still have to use four strings of tcheles. Meanwhile, the Sefer teaches us, if one doesn't have the tefillin shel yad, or one doesn't have the tefillin shel roish, then they would just use the other tefillin. And as Taisus points out, in the top Taisus on the Amid, Dibar Masra tcheles einam akeves es alavan, from a simple reading of our Mishnah, in order to have the ration Sefer be symmetrical, then really the mashmeis of our Mishnah would be, that ein zeh ma'akeves zeh, shem hitl shnei chutim in echad yotza, that if one doesn't have tchilas, then all they would have to use is two chutin with lavan, and if one doesn't have lavan, then all that they would use is two chutin of tchilas, and one would not have to use four chutin at all. However, Taisus continues to point out that even though this would be a mashmois of the pashas of Mishnah, however, the mashmois of the Gemara, as well as the minig nowadays, is not like that. And although if you Rashi, there would be a difference in the explanation of the ratio and the sefer, but that is the proper understanding of our Mishnah. Our Gemara now begins that the Mishnah stated that tchilas inam akeves salavan, balavan inam akeves tchilas, and as we explained that lefi Rashi, the Mishnah is teaching us that if one doesn't have tchilas at all, it could still be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis by using strings of lavan, and if one doesn't have lavan at all, they could still be mekayim the mitzvah by using strings of tchilas. The Gemara therefore states, leim masisin v'leik Rebbe, that let us say that our Mishnah would not follow the shita of Rebbe, the Tanya, as we learned through Brisa, that when the pasuk stated, Rebbe holds that tchilas is ma'akves at lavan, and the strings of lavan are also ma'akves at tchilas. And as the Gemara will explain the shita of Rebbe in a moment, ultimately our Mishnah doesn't seem to be able to be explained according to the shita of Rebbe. And the Brisa continues, and the Chacham argue on Rebbe, and they hold that tchilas is not ma'akves at lavan, and lavan is not ma'akves at tchilas. And certainly the Mishnah works out very nicely according to the Chachamim. Before the Gemara responds, the Gemara is now bothered that based on the Brisa, it's mashma that Rebbe's limud is from the words of Isim Isai. The Gemara is bothered as to how Rebbe could learn his Makar from the words of Isim Isai. And therefore, our Gemara continues and asks, my time with Rebbe, what is the actual Makar for the Shita of Rebbe? The Gemara explains, the Chsiv, as the Pasuk and Pashi Shlach stated, Dabel Bnei Yisov, Vimata Aleim, Vosalam Tzitzis, Alkam Vivig Himal Deyosom, Vinosna Tzitz Sakana, Psil Techeles. And as we previously explained, Akdama, that the Pasuk already stated that the Tzitzis should be placed on the corner of a person's Beged. And if so, what does the Pasuk mean when it states, Vinosna Tzitzis Hakonof, Psil Techeles? And certainly the tzitzis have to go on the corner, and therefore the Gemara explains that when the pasuk states akonav, we learn out min konav that the tzitzis should be the same color as the corner of one's beged, and generally the corner of one's beged is lavan, and therefore the standard color of a person's tzitzis should be lavan. And as Rashi states, min konav hayin lavan deroiv talisa shel pishtanayim v'lavanais. As the Gemara continues, uksiv psil techeles, and then the pasuk tells us that tzitzis should be made from a psil techeles, from wool that's dyed techeles. As Rashi states, techeles tzemet tzavua. And as we learned in Masechtas Yevamos and Daftal Amaveis, it is Sheish Kisna. Since when the Torah mentions Sheish, it refers to linen, so Tchilas Amra, therefore Tchilas refers to dyed wool. Therefore, Zakta Gemara, Varam Rachmanu, Isim Isai, Ad Eko Tabayo Bechad, and since the Pasuk uses Lashon Yachid and states Isim Isai, so we learn that you should see it, referring both to Tchilas and Lavan, therefore we see that the Lavan and Tchilas are Ma'akvin Zazah, and as Rabbeinu Gershom states, Isim Isai, Veloik Siv Isim Isam, the Mashma the Tabayo. As we explained, however, the Gemara continues, Rabbanon Isim Isai, Kol Chadl Chude Mashma. The Rabbanon also dashen the words of Isim Isai. The reason why the Torah uses Lashon Yochid is because the Torah is telling us that even if you only have one of them, and either you only have Chutim Da Lavan or Chutim Da Tcheles, then one would still be Makai in the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. As Lefid Rabbanon, the Tcheles is not Makavis a Lavan, and Lavan is not Makavis a Tcheles, and certainly our Mishnah makes a lot of sense according to Rabbanon, and as our Mishnah stated, Tchilas inim akves salavan, balavan inim akves atchilas. However, as our Gemara states, leimut like Rebbe, let us say our Mishnah is not like Shita of Rebbe, as how would we be able to understand the Mishnah according to Rebbe if Rebbe actually holds that tchilas is ma'akves salavan and lavan is ma'akves atchilas? The Gemara will now continue and bring two explanations as to how to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah could even be going according to the Shita of Rebbe. And as the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Yudam Rav, afilu teim Rebbe, balay nitzucha el lakadem or el lahakdem, the Tanya mitzvah hakdem lavan. Rabbi Yehuda explains in the name of Rav that really we could say that our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, and even though Rebbe holds that one has to have Tcheles as well as Lavan, and Tcheles is Ma'akvis and Lavan, and Lavan is Ma'akvis and Tcheles, however, when our Mishnah states Tcheles ain't Ma'akvis and Lavan, but Lavan ain't Ma'akvis and Tcheles, not referring to an halacha where someone doesn't have either blue strings or white strings, and instead our Mishnah is discussing it in as to which of the strings has to be placed into the beged first. And as the Braisa teaches us, that even though l'chatchila is a mitzvah to thread the white strings into the hole in the beged first, and only afterwards to thread the tcheles into the beged, however, if one threads the tcheles into the beged first, and only afterwards does he place the lavan into the beged, then as the Gemara will ultimately explain on Daf Lamed Ches and Beis, he's still yotze the mitzvah. However, he didn't perform the mitzvah of Menamuvcha, he wasn't yotze the mitzvah of Akdama. As the Gemara will explain, that's what the Mishnah meant when it stated, halavan einam akves hatcheles, and even if one did not place the white strings into the beged first, and instead placed the tchilas into the beged first, first, then it would not be ma'akad the mitzvah, and one would still be yaitz the mitzvah. Lefi Rebbe, of course, is only he had two strings of lavan and two strings of tcheles. Ayn Rashi diba maschal el hakdim shem hiktem ma'uchod ha'inu tcheles the loving siburisha, as the pasuk states hakonav min konav, and as we explained that roy begodim were white. Therefore, the Torah first speaks about the white tzitzis and then speaks about tcheles. Therefore, zok Rashi v'm hiktem at tcheles ein al lavan ma'akev ve'in tzarich lifsek kach tcheles el yitin al lavan achrav, and there's no need to pull out the tcheles, and instead one could put the white strings in. That would not be ma'akev. And keep in mind that although our Gemara just explained how Rebbe would explain the Mishnah when it stated halavan ein ma'akev v'satcheles, however, l'chayr, we still have to understand, according to Rebbe, how he will explain the words of the Mishnah when the Mishnah stated tcheles ein ma'akev v'satcheles. The Gemara will ask this question on Amud Beis. The Gemara will explain this part of the Mishnah according to Rebbe on Amud Beis. Ayin Shita argues as to how Rashi explains the mitzvah akdama, and as the Shita states, v'lein hira the mashach le'makdama b'dav she'in nika sharei acha shenechta v'shneim ein nika mihiktim l'chaveri, as once one puts in all four strings into the corner of their beged, then certainly will never be nika any longer as to which one went in first, and therefore it doesn't make sense that there will be a mitzvah minamufcha to put the white strings into the beged prior to the tcheles. Therefore, the Shita explains the kachner lefarish to mayer b'kriyche sachutin the mitzvah l'aktum chuliyah shalavan tchila k'da amal kamar maskel b'shalavan u'masayim b'shalavan. If you read the Mishnah is teaching us, when one creates the chuliyos, he would take a white string and he would wrap it around the rest of the strings. Then, only after he wrapped the white string around the rest of the strings, would he take the blue string and wrap it around the rest of the strings. As we will discuss, that when one has chutin d'alavan as well as tcheles, then there's a different way of wrapping the strings around each other. Some of the wrapping was done with the white string, some are done with tcheles, but certainly the first and last one of each chulya has to be with white string and has to be with lavan. Therefore, the Shita explains that that's what our Mishnah means according to Rebbe, halavan inam akaves tcheles, and instead of using the white string first, one uses the tcheles first, and that is something that will always be nicker. The first wrapping around the rest of the strings is from tcheles and not from lavan, but that would still be kosher, and this halacha is only b'lo mitzvah ma'am. Once again, Lefi Shita, the Gemara will ask that what does the Mishnah mean when it states Hatcheles Ein Ma'akev Salavan? Certainly, the proper way to actually make the Chulyos is actually to begin with Lavan and not with Tcheles, and therefore certainly would be proper that Tcheles Ein Ma'akev Salavan. And as the Shita explains, V'Hachi Purush De Masisin Halavan Shuroy LaHaktim Tchila Ein Ma'akev Tcheles and Mikdimu Tchila LaLavan Olakama Mafarish Hatena Halavan Ein Ma'akev Tcheles. When the Mishnah stated Hatcheles Ein Ma'akev Salavan, Ma'i that what is the explanation of that part of the Mishnah according to Rebbe, and in Baram Taisis on Amid Diba Maschel v'mhiktim tcheles halavan yotza, and Taisis Bader Tema kiven de mikrahu de dashinan de lavan bereisha name of the ma'akev, that since we learned this out of a pasuk, so l'chir it should also be ma'akev the haloi be'inan shana kassel la'akev ala b'kachim, as the only time there's a requirement of shana kassel la'akev is only by kachim, but by all of other mitzvahs if the Torah tells us there's a specific way to perform that mitzvah, then l'chir it should be ma'akev. And Taisis explains the less l'lameima da seed l'levad yak ben akasev la'akev, that certainly on the seed alone the Torah would not be makbid, and the only time the Torah is makbid is only on a chasar ma'isa ayin and teisvis. Let us continue with the Gemara, as right now we already explained our Gemara based on the meskanas haGemara. However, our Gemara continues and asks ma'chisa mitzvah when the brisa stated im hiktim tcheles love and yotza el shechisa mitzvah. So what does the brisa mean? And we continue on daf lam chasam beis, and the Gemara asks ilay ma'chisa mitzvah d'lovin v'kayim mitzvah d'tcheles, as if you're going to say the brisa means to tell us if one puts in the strings of tcheles first, and even if you will put in the white strings afterwards, then although he's not mekayim the mitzvah of lavan, however, he will still be mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles. But the Rebbe kuvim ma'akev adodi. Certainly, this can't be pshat in this brisa according to Rebbe, as we just saw that Rebbe holds that if someone is not mekayim the mitzvah of lavan, then they can't be mekayim the mitzvah of tcheles, as each one is ma'akev adodi. As Rashi the Tabadam states, ilay mechisa mitzvah the lavan v'havikilu loy nasan l'gamri, as if you didn't place the lavan into the garment at all. How could it be that brisa would state that you be yitzah? Halu Rebbe Kuvim Akva Umastisa Karebi Ukmala. Right now we're using this brisa in order to explain that this is the Pshat and Mishnah according to Rebbe. Therefore, certainly this couldn't be Pshat and this brisa. Therefore, the Gemara continues Am Rebbe Yudom Rav Shechisa Mitzvah V'Asa Mitzvah Numai Chisa Mitzvah D'Lay Ovid Mitzvah Min Amuvcha. That the brisa is teaching us that if one puts the strings of Tcheles into the beged first, and as long as he ultimately puts in the white strings into the beged, even though he places strings into the beged out of order, he's still Yaitz of the Mitzvah Tzitzis, and he only lost out on a mitzvah akdama when the brisa stated shechisa mitzvah is the le'ovim mitzvah amavcha. As Rashi explains, chisa mitzvah mitzvah akdama, the asa mitzvah the ikalavim of tcheles is ultimately placed in this. this beged, strings of lavan as well as strings of tcheles. Therefore, even Rabbi would agree that he is yoytzer the mitzvah of tzitzis, and ayin and tesis that even according to Maskanas HaGemara, where we don't paskin like Rabbi and we paskin like Rabbanon, but certainly just like Rabbanon hold, there's not even a requirement for one to have both strings of lavan as well as tcheles. And as we initially explained on Mishnah, and as the Chacham stated in the Braisa, that ima akvin, that tcheles and lavan are not ma'ak of each other. Therefore, certainly according to Rabbanon, if one places the tcheles into the beged prior to placing the lavan into the beged, then certainly that would not be ma'akev, as even if one did not have tcheles at all, that would not be ma'akev, and as long as it had four strings, either of tcheles or of lavan, then the tzitzis would be valid, and one would be mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Gemara now continues, and as we already explained, that the Gemara will be bothered as to how to explain the entire Mishnah according to Rebbe, and as the Gemara continues, ha'tenech lavan de'inim akvis ha'tcheles, so now we understand the pshat of the Mishnah, and the lashon of the Mishnah according to Rebbe, when the Mishnah taught us, lavan is inim akvis ha'tcheles, and as we explained, that even if one places the strings of tcheles into the beged first, and then places the lavan into the beged, that it would not be ma'akev, and one would still be mekayim in the mitzvah of tzitzis. However, the Gemara is still bothered, tcheles de'inim akvis ha'lavan mayi, then when the Mishnah stated that tcheles would not be ma'akev ha'lavan, then what is that referring to? As Rashi explains, that based on the pashas of the Lashon HaMishnah, it's mashma that the Mishnah is teaching us that if one does something improper, and he places the white strings into the beged first, and then he places the tcheles, and that would not be an issue. And as Rashi states, im hiktim lavan ein tcheles ma'akvasai, vein tzarech lifsoik el yitin tcheles achrav, hapshita da dina hachil haktim lavan, my ikuv v'chlameima, that what would be the chiddush of our Mishnah, as certainly this is the mitzvah ha'mufcha, place the white strings into the beged first, and only afterwards to place the tcheles into the beged, and if so, what is the chiddush of this part of the Mishnah? Gemara continues with the words, amirani b'chama lo nitzucha el tal shekula tcheles, and the Mefarshim bring down that based on Rashi, it's mashma, that Rashi is not going to use this teretz until a bit later in the Gemara, and therefore we'll wait to explain this part of Gemara until a bit later, when the Gemara will ask a similar question based on the way that Shmuel will explain our Mishnah, which will be exactly the same way that Rav just explained our Mishnah according to the Shita of Rabbi. And as the Gemara continues, it manami that we similarly learned Amalei Levi l'Shmuel, and Levi said to Shmuel Aryoich, and he called him with the Lashon Aryoich, which Rashi explains as the Lashon of a Melech. And as the Pasuk in Parshas Vayechi by Berachas Yaakov states, Gur Aryeh Yehuda, and Lachi Kari Shmuel Aryoich, the Kaimalah, and Halach Shmuel Bedini, Kehechid Dina Machus Adina. Levi calls Shmuel B'Lashon Melech, as we know that Halach follows Shmuel Bedini, and we know that Dina Machus Adina. Therefore, Shmuel was similar to a Melech, as we followed his halachos, just like we follow the laws of a king. L'maisa, Levi said to Shmuel, L'tesev Akra, Chadim Mefashis L'ilha Milsa, you should not sit down until you explain me the following, as our Mishnah stated, Atchilas Enam Akevis Salavon, V'alavon Enam Akevis Atchilas, Levi Yeshmuel, Mayhi, that what is our Mishnah referring to? And Amalei and Shmuel responded to Levi and explained our Mishnah exactly the way Rabbi Yehuda explained the Mishnah in the name of Rav, according to the Shita of Rabbi, L'nitzcha L'tzadim B'tzitzis, although the mitzvah, that's a mitzvah min ha'mufcha, L'akdumi Lovin B'risha, and my time, and what is the reason, as the Pasuk states at Konav, and we learn out min Konav. However, even so, this requirement is not ma'akev, and if you actim tcheles love and leslamba, Shmuel explains that our Mishnah is talking about a case where one had a linen beged, and as Rashi states, l'hachi nakit sadin mishum d'lovenu, as the standard linen beged is white. Therefore, although l'chatchila is a mitzvah min ha'mufcha, to put the white strings into the beged first, and only afterwards put tcheles in, and as the Pasuk states, ha'konav, we dash in min konav, that the strings of tzitzis should be the same color as the beged, and since satin is white, therefore, definitely you require some white strings, and only afterwards does the Pasuk tell us, psil tcheles, that there's a requirement to also have tcheles, and therefore we see that lovin comes before tcheles. However, the Mishnah teaches us, ha'lovin ein ma'akev ha'tcheles, that if one places tcheles into the beged prior to lovin, then it would still be kosher, and as Rav taught us previously, and once again, according to Shmuel, the Gemara asks the same question that we had on Rav, as tenech lovin ein ma'akev ha'tcheles, that this explains what the Mishnah meant when it stated, ha'lovin ein ma'akev ha'tcheles, but tcheles ein ma'akev ha'lovin mayi, what does the Mishnah mean when it stated, tcheles ein ma'akev ha'lovin? Now that the Gemara just brought down that both Rav and Shmuel agree as to how to understand our Mishnah, and therefore we have a question both on Rav and Shmuel as to how they understand the ratio of the Mishnah that stated, ha'tcheles ein ma'akev ha'lovin, and it is at this point that the Gemara explains, omrani b'chama, lo'nitzucha lo'tal shekul tcheles, the mitzvah lakdum et tcheles b'resha, that konav min konav, the actum lovin b'resha, leslam ba, that the ratio of the Mishnah is actually teaching us that even in a case where someone has a beged that's kula tcheles, and although even if a person has a beged shekula tcheles, one would still have to have strings of lavan as well as strings of tcheles. However, in this case, one should be makdim the strings of tcheles and put the strings of tcheles into the beged before they put the strings of lavan into the beged, as the pasuk tells us that the first thing to go into the beged is the strings that are similar in color to the actual beged, and as the pasuk states, hakadaf. However, the Mishnah teaches us hatcheles inam akeves salavan, that in this case, even though one should have placed the tcheles strings into the beged first, but if he actually placed lavan into the beged first, then the tzitzis would still be kosher. And the Gemara will now continue, and Rava will now explain that he doesn't agree with the way Rav and Shmuel explained our Mishnah, and therefore Rava will explain our Mishnah differently. And as the Gemara continues, Amrava midi tzivik agarim, Rami Bachama just explained that according to Rav and Shmuel, the order of the placement of the tzitzis into the beged would be determined based on the color of the beged. And Rava argues on that yisoid, and Rashi points out that Rava has a raya from the brisa that we saw in the bottom of Daf Lamed Chesem and Aleph, as the brisa gave us a general rule and stated mitzvah haktim lavan l'tcheles, that it's always a mitzvah to be maktim lavan l'tcheles, and even in a case where the beged is kula tcheles, it would still be a mitzvah min hamufcha to place the lavan into the beged first and prior to the tcheles. And as Rashi explains, ha'ovarev talisis lavan saying lavan kagarim, that since most begadim are white, therefore when the Torah states hakonaf psil tcheles, then hakonaf always refers to white, and therefore the white string has to go into the beged prior to tcheles. And as Tosfos explains, v'kivin d'ksiv hakonaf min konaf havi ke'ilu kasa behedya ten shnei chutei lavan tchila v'achim psil tcheles. And as Rashi explains, l'hachi ksiv tcheles achar konaf, in order to teach us to la'ilum yehei ha'mochar ayin sham. If so, the explanation that Rav Bachama just gave doesn't work based on the explanation of Rav and Shmuel. Now Mishnah is discussing the din of lakdumei, so although they're able to explain what the Mishnah meant when it stated halavan inim akves hatcheles, but once again we're still stuck with the beginning of the Mishnah, as how will they explain the words of the Mishnah that state hatcheles inim akves salavan based on this question? So Rav is back to the original question as to how Rebbe will explain our Mishnah, and the Gemara continues elam Rav leinitzcha alagadumim diyagadum tcheles v'koy lavan v'yagadum lavan v'koy tcheles leslamba. And Rav explains that certainly with Rebbe, if one doesn't have tcheles, then he can't use four strands of lavan, and he wouldn't be able to be yaitz the mitzvah of tzitzis. And similarly, if someone doesn't have any white strings, then he can't just use four strings of tcheles, and he would not be able to be yaitz the mitzvah of tzitzis. And in the chenami, until recently, when we didn't have any tcheles, then according to Rebbe, one would not be able to wear tzitzis at all, and therefore it would be also for anyone to wear any beged of abba kanfais. And when our Mishnah stated that tcheles einam akaves lavan, v'alavan einam akaves tcheles, our Mishnah is discussing a case after one already created a proper pair of tzitzis, he had strings of tcheles as well as lavan. Initially, each psil was at least 12 atzpais. Then a couple of psilim got ripped or torn. And as Rashi states, igadim nifsuku achutin, where some agurius nifsuku apsilin shel tzitzis. The Mishnah teaches us that if both of the tcheles get ripped and they still have white strands, then the tzitzis would still be kosher. Similarly, if both of the white strands get ripped and you still have tcheles, then your tzitzis would still be kosher. And as Rashi states, gadumim hainu shirayim shenishtayu l'ach shenifsuku. And according to this, the Mishnah is teaching us hatcheles, that if someone rips the tcheles and doesn't have full strings of tcheles, it still would not be ma'akid lavan, and his tzitzis would still be valid. And similarly, halavan, if someone rips the strings of lavan and he now only has full strings of tcheles, that the tzitzis would still be valid. And ayin tesis diva maschal el lagudumim mashma de mikol makon beinin shiisharu ayah tcheles ayah lavim shleimim. The only time that the tzitzis would still be kosher is if either lavan or the tcheles are full strings, and either only the strings of tcheles or only the strings of lavan got ripped. Keep in mind, it seems from our Gemara, not only would there not be a problem if one of the sides of each of the tcheles get ripped, but even if both of the sides of the two tcheles strings get ripped, and as long as none of the sides of the white strings got ripped, the tzitzis would still be kosher. Ayin tesis v'im rabbi yom tam the achshav shenaisin dal chutin beiz mishum lavan beiz mishum tcheles v'kayful l'shmeina. Nowadays, at a time that we didn't have tcheles and we placed four white strings into the beged and then we fold them over and we now have eight strings, and two of the strings which are white are because we need white strings, and the other two strings are replacement for the tcheles, and even though they're white, they're really symbolizing the tcheles. And therefore, Zok Taisvitz, Tzarech Lizor, Dim Nifsiku Shleishim Achutin, that you have to be careful that if three out of eight of these strings would rip, Shem Heim Shleish Achutin, V'nimsel Shleina Sharu, Beis Chutin Shleimim, the one would have to be Chayshish. Possibly the three strings that were ripped were actually from three different psilim, possibly two of the lavan, one of the strings that corresponds to the tcheles, or the opposite, that two of the strings that correspond to the Tchilas got ripped, as well as one of the Lavan, and that would be Pasul, and Lechurit is a major Chiddush of Tesis, then nowadays, even when someone has four strands of white string, that we look at two of them as Tchilas, Tzarech Bir, but Lechurit, what Tesis really means is that there's a din of Rav, and since Rav of the strings are now ripped, as three out of the four strings have some sort of rip in them, then that is a Chesaron in the Tzitzis themselves, therefore the Tzitzis would be Pasul, and the Gemara continued that Rav bases din on the following Kalocha, the Amri Bnei Rav Chia, as the children of Chia Paskin, Gadume Tchelis Ksherin, the Gadume Ezev Ksherin, as long as one initially had the proper share for Tchelis, then even if it becomes a stub, and even if most of it was ripped off, then it would still be kosher, and a similar Halacha would apply to the Ezev that was used for the Mayim Chaim of the Paraduma, as well as for the process of the Tire of Mitzirah, and as long as initially we had the proper share of the Ezev, which is a Tefach, then even if afterwards it was ripped apart and is now gadumin and is now a stub, then would still be kosher. Gemara now continues with Kamashir gadumin, that even though Rava stated even if a couple of the psilim were ripped, then it would still be kosher. However, there still must be some sort of a share to the psilim in order for it to still be kosher. And Arum Baram Duri Arum Shmuel, and Baram Duri stated in Arum Shmuel Kedei LaAnvon, that the gadumin still have to be large enough in order to still be able to make a slip knot. The Gemara now continues to try to understand what Shmuel meant when he stated Kedei LaAnvon, as he boldly read the following Shaila. When Shmuel stated Kedei LaAnvon, LaAnvon Kulu Ba'Dodi, doesn't mean that one would have to take all the eight strings and make a slipknot with all the eight strings, and that of course would need a larger shear. Or Dilma, what do we say, Kol Chad V'Chadal Chudei, that Shmuel's shear was only relevant to the one string that was ripped. As long as one could make a slipknot using that string by itself, then it would still be kosher. And the Gemara ends off Teku, and the Gemara is not pushed to Shaila, and the Gemara continues by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi had another Shaila, Benegeid Asher Shmuel of Kedel Anvon, as a limi d'loy me'anvi, v'yava continue me'anvi mai, that what would be halacha if one had thick strings of tzitzis, now that they are ripped, one cannot make a slipknot, but if one would have the same length of string that was thinner, then he would be able to make a slipknot, would these gadumim be kosher or not? And Amalei Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Rav Ashi, so Rav Acha the son of Rav responds to Rav Ashi, kol shkeinu minka mitzvasayu, Shmuel Shir of Kedel Anvon, is in order to make sure that the string is long enough in order to recognize that it's a string of tzitzis, people will be able to see that you have eight strings. And therefore, for example, if the shear of Shmuel is 1 inch, and since Levi Shmuel, if one had thin strings that were 1 inch long, that would be kosher, then certainly if one had 1 inch strings that were thicker, then it certainly would be kosher, as certainly people can tell that one initially had all eight strings of the tzitzis. And as Rashi states, Alimi Avim, the Iaviktini Dakim, Havim Mianvi, Daruchen Hein Kolkach, Lemaisa, they were long enough that if they were thin, then one would be able to make a slipknot, and the only reason why one can't make a slipknot is because it's thicker, and as Rashi states, I won't play Oivon, have a koshim lanov, and therefore, koshkin the kshirin, the hoil v'ilu have a dakim kol kach kshirim, the aruchin hein kadei aniva, so koshkin shirim oven, the minkur mitzvah tvei, and therefore certainly it will be kosher. And the Gemara now continues that we previously mentioned a braisa where we had a machlekes between Rebbe and the Chachamim, and Rebbe held that tchilas is ma'akavis alovon, and lovon is ma'akavis atchilas, and v'chamayimim ein ma'akvin. Our Gemara continues and asks, Uman Tana de Polagla de Rebbe, when the Bryson mentioned the Shita Chachamim, who is this Tana that is Chilak on Rebbe? And the Gemara explains, Haitanu, that it's the following Tana, the Tana is willing to the Bryson, Rebbe Yitzchak Oim Mishum Reb Nosin, Sha'om Mishum Rebbe Yisya Gligli, Sha'om Mishum Rebbe Yichem Benuri, Einle Tchilis Matalovan, that if one doesn't have any Tchilis, then in order to make tzitzis, he could use four strings of Lovan, and as Rashi states, Matalovan, Kol Adal Chutin, therefore we see that Rebbe Yichem Benuri is the man that Omen had hold, neither the Tchilis or the Lovan are Makman Zazah, and if someone doesn't have strings of Tchilas, they could use four strings of Lovan, and if someone doesn't have Lovan, then they're allowed to use four strings of Tchilas, and we will stop over here.